Meanwhile, here on Earth, we don't see God. We might have glimpses, moments of aha, but they're not the whole nine yards. It's a long journey. And what's needed for the journey is morality, virtues. Right? What's needed for the journey is not vision, because that's at the end, but faith and hope and love, the fundamental Christian virtues. These are moral characteristics of the soul that power the soul on its journey. The journey begins with faith. That means, essentially, believing what you're told. Because the goal is to see for yourself. Right? If you're in a math class, you know, you sometimes begin by believing what you're told. You know, you've copied down a formula. But you want to understand it for yourself. You want to really see it with your own mind's eye. Well, likewise, in the Augustinian paradigm, you begin by believing what you're told. You believe what the Bible says, you believe what your priest says, you believe the church, but that's only the beginning. Like in a math class, you want to actually see it for yourself. You want to see God for yourself. That's what everybody really wants. That's our deepest desire. So we start by believing what we're told, but that's only the beginning. What moves us along the road, interestingly, is not faith, but love. Love, for Augustine and this whole Augustinian paradigm, means desire, desire for union. Think of this as well, let's start with a physical analogy. What does an alcoholic desire? Right? He desires union with alcohol, and he unites himself with alcohol in the most simple and obvious way possible. He pours it down his stomach. Well, what does a lover desire? Union with their beloved. What do all human beings desire? Union with God. So love is this desire which is like a magnetic force, almost like a gravitational force pulling you upward, Augustine will compare it to. It's this force of attraction which draws you to what you want to be one with. You want to be one with God. And this love for God, pulls you along. That's the engine that drives you on this journey. It's love, not just doing good work so you'll be rewarded. Right? In fact, the only reward for loving God is that you get what you love. You're not loving God so that God will give you a cookie called heaven. Heaven is just another name for being with God, being united with God in this vision. That's the deepest desire of your heart, Augustine thinks. And what the Augustinian spirituality of the Middle Ages is about is cultivating this desire, cultivating this longing for a God that we have not yet arrived at. We're on the journey, we're on the way. We are not yet saved, Augustine will say. That's something for those of you Protestants in the audience to get used to. For Catholics, we are not yet saved. We're on the way. Augustine will say, we are saved in hope, but not yet in reality. We're on the road, but we're not home yet. And there are many dangers yet. And what salvation ultimately means is this seeing of God. Now, don't think that Catholics are all salvation by works. That's one of those Protestant simplifications. Catholics believe in grace because Catholics are all Augustinians, and Augustine believes very strongly in grace. What that means is your love for God is a gift of God. You love God because God gives you the gift of loving Him. It's as if God had the power to make you fall in love, and that falling in love with God is the delight and the longing that pulls you along the journey. So the very love which draws us to God is a gift of God, a gift of God's grace. That also means, for Augustine, that you don't simply choose to do the right thing and God rewards you. There's more than just our own free will involved. When we love God, Augustine thinks, our own free will is in fact engaged. We freely and longingly and gladly love God, but that gladness, that delight, is itself a gift of God. And that's how it actually works. If you're a monk in the Middle Ages and you find yourself delighted in the thought of God, you thank God for that delight. Right? When you find yourself growing in the love of God, you thank God for that because that's God's own gift. So the whole journey is full of grace. Right? It starts with faith, and in faith you pray for grace. This becomes a very important theme. Right, you pray for grace, and that deepens you in the love of God, and then you pray more. And again, you can imagine you're a monk. Your life is spent in prayer, and you pray for more and deeper grace to love God more, and your whole life is loving God more deeply, more intensely, with more delight and longing, and that's how you get closer to God. Now, Augustine has an argument for why grace is so necessary that becomes very important for Luther. And let's sort of work through this. This is a psychological argument that becomes very important in Luther's psychology.